Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And by the way, before we drop the census talk for today, designers, start your creative engines. As part of our census project, we're asking listeners to map their moves. They did it already, actually. Many of you did it. Where you've lived over the last 10 years and why you moved, and almost 1,800 folks responded. So now it's time for you designers, graphic artists, and other visual wizards to make that information beautiful. If you're a graphic designer, mapper, statistician, or any kind of data visualization artist, we're offering the raw data for free download to play with. You have until Sunday, August 22nd. To work with the data and present it back to us in whatever neat visual way you come up with, be it a map, a chart, an image, it's up to you. Anything visual goes. We'll pick our favorites. We'll post some of the entries on our website and talk with some of you entrants on the air. You can find a link to download the data from our Map Your Moves project in various file formats and lots more information on our website that'll help you do it. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. It's the Map Your Moves Data Visualization Challenge. Download the data today. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show for today. And as some of you know, last night on Facebook, I posted a status message that said, Brian Lehrer is taking suggestions for music to listen to and books to read on his upcoming two-week vacation. And the suggestions started pouring in, and that vacation will start in about 10 minutes. So, listeners, call in with your book suggestions. We've already collected the music ones, and we're going to play some clips as we go. But we want to know what your summer reading list has been. What have you been reading this summer that you think maybe I should read over the next 2 weeks while I go to the Adirondacks? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And all of the rest of you who are going to take summer vacations coming up, you can use this list too. It's okay. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We want to know what you're reading this summer. What are your eyes feasting on? On Facebook, most of you were coming up with nonfiction books. We are definitely in the era of nonfiction, or maybe you're just a nonfiction audience. But fiction or nonfiction, what have you been reading this summer that you would recommend to me or to others? And as some of you note, yes, well, Rohan wrote, just keep reading the paper. If this vacation is anything like the others, a big news event will go down when you are gone. And it's true, everything from New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy announcing he was a gay American to the blackout a few summers ago to Iraq invading Kuwait once upon a time. My vacation tends to prove the axiom that nothing big happens in August is completely wrong. So we'll see what it is, if anything, this year. But call in with your summer reading list for me and anyone else who might partake. And our summer listening list has already been coming in from some of you. And you know what? The first pick on our site came to us from none other than Leonard Lopate. Would you believe it? And thanks, Leonard, for shouting out to this classic, Bill Evans, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. The great jazz pianist suggested to Leonard, he tells us, by Jonathan Schwartz. Bob in Rego Park, what you reading?
Brian, how you doing, guy? I recommend the Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters.
Right to the source.
Pages.
Right to the source.
And you can get it on krishna.com. Prabhananda is the one I'd recommend.
Thank you very much. Bob in Rego Park, going right to the source. All right, Will from our Facebook group suggests that I listen to Bibio Lover's Carvings. Many people might title a song Lover's Cravings. This one, I think, is Lover's Carvings. Valerie in Westchester, what are you reading?
Hi, Brian. I just finished reading The Power of Half by Kevin and Hannah Salwin. A wonderful book. It's a story that chronicles the journey of a family where the 14-year-old girl had a revelation after seeing a Mercedes on one side of the road and somebody very hungry looking for money for food on the other, and convinced the family to sell their home in Atlanta, Georgia, and donate half the proceeds to the Hunger Project. And the book not only chronicles the charitable work, but also what happened to the family through the process of making the decision of which charity to give to and how it impacted the relationship among the players within that family.
The Power of Half.
The Power of Half by Kevin and Hannah Salwin. A marvelous read.
Sounds like it goes well with the Bhagavad Gita.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, let's see. Paige suggests that I listen to Sun Was High, So Was I by Best Coast. Yeah, it's that Paige. You know, when I say produced by Paige Cowan? Maybe that's a suggestion for what I should do on vacation. Sun Was High, So Was I. Andrew in Greenpoint, what are you reading?
Hi, I'd like to recommend the book Friday by Michel Tournier. It's a fantastic alternative telling of the Robinson Crusoe shipwreck story.
Thank you very much. Helen in Manhattan, what are you reading?
It Takes a Pillage: Behind the Bailouts, Bonuses, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street by Nomi Prinz.
I already read that for the show. She was on a couple of times.
Great.
Helen, thank you very much. Let's see. Fernando from our Facebook group suggests Bomba Estéreo Fuego. Fuego by Bomba Estéreo. And Keith in Washington Heights, what are you reading?
Well, are we limiting it to current stuff or old stuff, too?
Whatever you're reading.
Let's see, because I took a bunch of books from the library. The most recent books I had was, of the recent books, you had Michael Lewis' Big Short and Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Hunt for His Assassin by Hampton Sides.
Thank you very
much. Let me ask you one thing.
Well, better be fast.
I heard Michael Spornkander talking last week about an op-ed that he saw on Slate. They got him really excited. Some guy wrote something about the importance of saying you're welcome. Did you see that? And was that the same guy who called your show back in the day?
I it doesn't ring a bell, Keith. Call me back after vacation and tell me more, but I'm not sure what exactly you're referring to. People say you're welcome here. I would say thank you to Janet on Facebook for suggesting Beach Baby by Bon Iver. And if Janet was here, I'm sure she'd say you're welcome. David in Brooklyn, what are you reading?
Hi, Brian. I was going to recommend that you read Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail by Hunter Thompson.
Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, 1972, if I recall.
That's the one. Absolutely.
I read it a million years ago.
I know. I picked it up a couple summers ago, and I actually picked up and reread it. It's just such a great and hysterical look at what politics is like in the inner workings, and reminds you to take a lot of the political campaign stuff with a grain of salt and only the way that Hunter can.
Indeed, and it's always fun to read some Hunter Thompson. Thank you very much. And I think it's always fun for Carol on Facebook to listen to beatbox guitar playing New Seed. These are great picks. Every single one of these tracks are great. Jody, are you making me a mixtape to take with me? We're going to post the list online, says Jody. Nick in Brooklyn, what are you reading?
I'm reading Four Fish by Paul Greenberg. It's an excellent book. He's an NPR contributor, and I'm reading it not only because he happens to be my older brother.
Okay, so bias noted. Thank you for disclosure. Give me your six-word plug.
6-word plug, it's like COD, only better.
Noor in Fort Washington, what are you reading?
I just started reading the autobiography of the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran, and honestly, just from a different perspective of life and just from a different side of the world, I suggest you try reading that book, you know, if you're ever bored or looking for something curious to read.
So I can read the Bhagavad Gita and the autobiography of the Prophet Muhammad. Thank you very much. Our own John Schaefer thinks I should listen to this. Through All the Fates by David Carsten Daniels. And we'll give the last minute of music pick to our own Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls, whose gift, musically to me, is the parting gifts, Keep Walking. Debbie Fountain, I should say, nay Daughtry. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Rachel Senator produced this program with Alana Casanova-Burgess. We have had intern help this week from Peter Moskowitz, Noah Litvin, Rafael Vera, and Janet Kim. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie You-Know-Who at the audio controls. Have a great 2 weeks, everyone. Be nice to the substitute hosts. I'm Brian Lehrer.